Senator Feinstein.
Well, there clearly is a difference between the East Coast and the West Coast. Where I live, we don't hold China in the words of my predecessor speaking. We hold China as a potential trading partner, as a country that has pulled tens of millions of people out of poverty in a short period of time, and as a country growing into a respectable nation among other nations. And I deeply believe that. I've been to China a number of times. I've studied the issues. And during our committee hearing, we heard Professor Keitner testify that the United States has the most to lose by permitting civil lawsuits against China for harms arising from COVID. In her written testimony, she explains, and I quote, "The more expansive the exceptions, the more they could also apply to the United States' conduct, and the worse off we will be, because the unparalleled reach of the United States' activity in every corner of the globe leaves us uniquely exposed to capricious action by foreign litigants in foreign courts." So, in short, if we eliminate sovereign immunity for countries engaging in reckless behavior that contributed to the spread of COVID, other countries, including China, may very well do the same thing to us. We launch a series of unknown events that could be very, very dangerous. I think this is a huge mistake.
Thank you, Senator Feinstein.